it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we've got there because they're completely free. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. And we give it away for you. Freetalklive.com is where you go to get it. All right, so to start things out here tonight, I was pretty stunned when I saw this. And I guess it's to be expected, considering the things that we've seen happen in the past year here in America. Earlier in this year, and I believe actually last year as well, in 2005, there have been a couple of different court cases that have dealt with confidential sources, informants for newspaper people. For instance, there was that Judith Miller, I believe it was, from the New York Times. There was a guy out in out on the West Coast, I think in Washington, who took some footage at a protest, and the police wanted to get their hands on his footage. And these cases went to court, and the judges basically, in both of the cases, as I recall, they ruled that these individuals must give up their sources, must give up their information, or they're going to face time in jail. And the woman from the New York Times did spend time in jail. I don't know what's going on with the case in Washington right now, with a guy with the footage. He had footage of somebody who was allegedly vandalizing a police car or something like that, or somehow tipping a police car over or something like that. And he didn't want to turn it over to the police.
It all has a sort of not freedom of the press feel to it.
Yeah, it's really been a chilling on the freedom of the press here in the United States, because it seems to me that as a newspaper person, as a journalist, you should have the freedom to not speak. I mean, if you have the freedom to speak, then you should have the freedom to not speak and protect your sources. If you've got somebody who's giving you information on a confidential basis, it should remain that way. And a court order shouldn't turn that around. I mean, there's reasons why the founding fathers wrote the First Amendment the way they did. I mean, they thought that it was important for not only individuals to be able to speak out, but to also put their opinions in print as the press. And of course, we know the press has expanded from print these days. It's no longer just print, which is what it was in the 1700s. Now it's radio and television and now blogs even. If it's you expressing your opinion in some sort of a media format, it's press, in my opinion. And I think that that it still deserves to be protected, even in this time of terrorism, right? I mean, that's the excuse that the government is using. Well, this is a national situation. It's an emergency. This is a war on terror, and the rules changed after 9/11 is what they say. But I don't think that the Constitution has changed, and I don't think that the Bill of Rights has changed, and I still think that freedom of speech is pretty darned important. So I've been pretty outraged by these cases that have come up over the past couple years where courts are punishing journalists and others for just withholding information from them. I understand you've got yourself a grand jury and everything, but that doesn't override my freedom to not speak.
You know, I understand why the government feels it needs to protect its interests, because the government's gotten so large and has so many interests. That's why this issue comes up. If for instance, a reporter writes something about the war on terror, and the government wants to censor that, or the dealings with Iran, or something like that. Well, if the government wasn't meddling in every other country's business, which I don't see that it has any role, having troops in 131 nations, I don't see there's any reason for that. I don't see that any reason for the government to have the kind of extracurricular sort of foreign adventurism that we have going on. And if it wasn't for those kind of things, this issue wouldn't be coming up. So really the issue is the size of government.
That is absolutely the issue. And what I was so surprised at today was something that happened in the New York Times. Now, I know you're listening, you're thinking, the New York Times is a liberal paper. Blah, blah, blah. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter what their political bent is. They may indeed be a liberal paper. But I don't think that means that they deserve to have their content censored.
No, I don't think so either.
What happened. They censored the New York Times. I'm looking at it right now. They blacked out an article, the CIA, the White House blacked out an article that was going to be published in the New York Times. You can't read the whole thing.
It looks like somebody took a big black magic marker and just X'd out the stuff you're not allowed to read.
There's no excuse for this sort of behavior in the United States of America. In a place, in a country where there's supposed to be freedom of speech and freedom of the press, to have a paper have to go through some sort of an approval process before they can publish a story?
I find it very disturbing.
And then when the story is published, to have blacked out portions? According to Flint Leverett and Hillary Mann at the New York Times, I'm not going to read this whole article because it's pretty dry, but they're explaining what happened here. They present the article, and we'll link to this on our bulletin board system so you can see it for yourself because it's outrageous.
I would agree.
They say, here is the redacted version of a draft op-ed article, so an opinion piece, that's what an op-ed is, that we wrote for the New York Times, as blacked out by the Central Intelligence Agency's Publication Review Board. After the White House intervened in the normal pre-publication review process and demanded substantial deletions. Agency officials told us that they had concluded on their own that the original draft included no classified material, but that they had to bow to the White House. Now, I'm actually a little bit concerned that there is a pre-publication review process, because when I first read that phrase, I thought, oh, well, that means that it's the editor of the paper who's looking over the article, and they're just reviewing the article. But it makes it sound like, in this article here, it makes it sound like there is some sort of a review process that the New York Times goes through with the CIA. Like when they're getting ready to publish a sensitive story, they'll send it to the CIA to make sure everything's copacetic.
Is all of our news filtered by the CIA?
I mean, it hard to believe.
There's not that. There's, national news basically comes from a few sources. There's not that many. The major newspapers, right? You know, national stories, and of course the Associated Press, and then of course Reuters comes in, and they take a few articles from the BBC, that kind of thing. But it would seem to me like local papers obviously wouldn't have to go through that process.
Right. Well, they're not writing,
news that's they don't have that kind of information.
Right. Well, there's local papers. There's also independent news groups out there, and I'm sure they don't go through that process. Maybe what's going on is here's my hypothesis, and if you've got an idea, 800-259-9231, maybe you worked at one of these big newspapers and you can explain exactly what's going on here. But I think that maybe it's like with the military in Hollywood. For instance, if you're making a Hollywood movie and you want to use military tanks and weaponry and that sort of thing.
Aeroplanes.
Right. You have to submit the script to the military. And if the military says, yes, this movie paints us in a positive light, yes, we will go ahead and grant you access to our men and our equipment and all that. But if the script doesn't paint the military in a positive light, then the military will demand a rewrite on the script, or else they just won't let you use their tanks and stuff. And you'll have to, like, rent tanks from private owners.
I can't imagine how many people signed up for the Navy and the Air Force based on Top Gun. I mean, I imagine it was a huge number.
Right, right. So, essentially, I'm thinking the same thing's going on here, where, for instance, the New York Times, big major newspaper, wants to get access to spokespeople from the CIA to get comments on stories from time to time. Well, if you want the CIA to give you information in the future, then you have to submit any sensitive stories to us for approval.
I see.
So sort of like a voluntary censorship sort of thing. That's just my hypothesis, and I would like to know if you know more at 800-259-9231. But the article, the writers of the article go on to say that the deleted portions of the original draft reveal no classified material. The passages go into aspects of American-Iranian relations during the Bush administration's first term that had been publicly discussed by people like Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and a few others. So they're pointing out that the information that was censored, for some reason, is all public anyway, so they're a little confused.
It's probably just not as attractive to the White House as the White House would like.
Yeah, and it's what's shocking is that I'm looking at a major newspaper in the United States with blacked-out paragraphs in an article that they are publishing. What has it come to in this country? What sort of a place are we living in? What do you think about this happening? Can you make an excuse for censorship in America? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Saturday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site, easily downloadable for your listening convenience, and it's free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Get registered now. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Still trying to come to grips with, understand, and process what I came across just before the show tonight. This is apparently fairly recent news. I believe it happened yesterday. And what has gone on is censorship right here in the United States. The White House, the CIA, apparently cleared an article for publication with the New York Times. I don't understand why it is that the New York Times is submitting articles for this to be cleared by the CIA. That's yet to been explained. But the CIA cleared it. The White House stepped in and told them, no, you can't publish this. We're going to redact some stuff out of it. They're going to cross it out. They've got the black marks. You know, it's just like a top secret paper or something. You see the black marks through the paragraphs? This went into the... This was published. I mean, what is going on here, Americans? Do you even know that this is happening in your country? Do you believe me? Do you think this is like an early April Fool's prank? Do you believe that something like this could happen in precious America? In America, the land of the free, where, you know, the home of the brave? Apparently, there aren't very many brave people at the New York Times. And maybe this is understandable, because earlier, was it last year, Judith Miller of the New York Times was in court because she wouldn't reveal her sources. She ended up spending time in jail over that. And it made me wonder, you know, obviously this is a scary concept, the idea that journalists are now going to be being threatened with jail time for not revealing their confidential sources. How is this going to play down the line as the government continues to want to suppress freedom of speech? I mean, if what was the suggestion? I guess the editor of the New York Times, maybe they're sort of scared of the government at this point.
Well,
you know?
I think you outlined it maybe last segment, is that they realize that if they're going to get the information that they've been spoon-fed so far from the CIA, that they're going to have to continue to play by the CIA's rules. It's not that they're being forced not to print it. It's that they're being told, look, you can't print this.
We won't be friendly towards you.
Our relationship will change.
But I think it might be even worse than that. I mean, these people are dirty. The government, these government bureaucrats, the CIA, and they've been dirty in the Clinton administration, and they've been dirty in the Bush administration. They're just bad people, in my opinion. And I have a feeling that there's more than just, oh, well, we're not going to comment on your stories in the future. I have a feeling that the editors and the people behind the scenes at these newspapers may have some sort of threats going on. You know, well, we're going to shut down your newspaper. Or who knows what the threats are like behind the scenes?
I don't know. It's really speculation.
It's total speculation, but it seems really cowardly for something like this to happen. Like if the CIA was going to redact portions of my my article, I would just print an article just attacking the CIA for how scummy they are. And I think this is absolutely despicable. Whoever it is that's behind the scenes here pulling the strings is pathetic. And it's really just amazing that it's going on right here in front of Americans' noses.
It's certainly ugly. When I see these black lines going through this article, X-ing out portions that they don't want Americans to see.
Do we live in Moscow?
I don't think Moscow does that kind of thing anymore.
Well, that's what I mean, old Moscow.
Yeah,
we're living?
It's really bizarre. I mean, it's kind of sick and weird.
And what do you have to say about this, America? 800-259-9231. Maybe there's somebody out there with an excuse for this, because the article was about Iran. And I guess the idea was that there's some sensitive information in there that the White House didn't want anybody to read. But then the New York Times prints another article that says, well, all this information's public, and then they link to their sources. So you can go and look at the sources and dig through those and find the same information that's been blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you don't know specifically what information has been blacked out, but they're pointing out that the information is public, that they were reprinting. It's just that the White House didn't want it all reprinted in that particular article in that way.
Didn't like it.
Yep. And it's going on right now. And if it's happening once, it can happen again. And under what circumstances will it happen again? Can you come up with a reason why censorship is appropriate in the land of the free? Can you come up with an excuse for this behavior? I would like to hear it. Maybe I've just overlooked something. You know, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You can also bring up whatever you want.
You know, I have certainly heard people say that the government needs to be able to keep secrets, state secrets from the citizenry, because obviously if I know, then some terrorist guy could know.
Well, if the government wants to keep state secrets, then it needs to keep its secrets. If the secret gets out, then we should be able to publish that information.
Mm.
And we should be able to talk about it. So if they're if their security is so lousy.
Right. I mean, these are the people that are keeping us safe.
Right.
They can't keep this information that they want restricted. They can't keep it out of the newspapers.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to you, because you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. It's Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind, Matt?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
I think that this article that you're talking about tonight was written by an ex-CIA agent.
Okay.
And he submitted it to the CIA. CIA said, yeah, there's nothing, top secret or secret about this stuff. Go ahead and print it. It's the fact that the White House stepped in. And edited it. That's what really worries the New York Times, I think, and that's why they put this out and show people, hey, this is what the White House is doing. This is the Bush administration. The stuff was already, you know, the
but
CIA.
But why didn't they print
it
anyway? Why didn't they go ahead and print the unedited version? I understand they're trying to out the White House and say, look, they're censoring our articles. But look, you're allowing them to censor your articles. What's going on here?
I can't answer that question. I just, like I said, I think that, you know, it's important to realize that the guy, the reporter, the guy that wrote the article is an ex-CIA person. It's not like if you or I wrote an article like that they were going to censor it.
Is this as spooky to you as it is to me?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all. This has been going on for years. It's just coming out right now. People are beginning to find out about it.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. So did you have anything else on your mind tonight, Matt?
Yeah, I wanted to talk. Last night you guys were talking about 12-step programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't able to listen to the show until after it was done. And then I wouldn't listen to it. Anyway,
right.
I wanted to kind of back up what Mark was saying. I've been to a couple of meetings. I've never been to the formal meetings, only the ones that are open to the public,
mm-hmm.
and listen to some pretty scary stories. And they don't push any particular religion.
But
they do
push a God, right?
You don't worship God. It's like Mark says, they say a higher power. What higher power is up to you? So, if you want, you could consider...
I see what
you're
saying.
The alcohol itself and the higher power.
I see what you're saying. It still seems a little disempowering to me because I believe I'm in control of my own actions, and that's what they teach against, as I understand it. Matt, thanks for the call. More's on the way. You take control. Coming up, executions on Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-722-9020. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-722-9020. That's 800-722-9020.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It is the Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you, and you can go there and edit it yourself at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
All right, so I'm actually a little bit surprised that nobody had anything to say about censorship going on right here in the United States. Maybe people are just so stunned. Maybe they're just finding it hard to believe what it is that we're saying. But you can go to our bulletin board system later on tonight, and you can see it for yourself. And I hope that you weep for the First Amendment, because we're losing it here in this country. We're losing all of our freedoms little by little. They're yeah. just taking a little here and a little over there, and eventually you're not even going to be able to speak out anymore in America.
That's how it goes, you know, just step by step. It doesn't all go at once.
And they're all doing it together. The Republicans working hand in hand with the Democrats in order to destroy your freedoms. That's what's happening
here. I would agree.
Well, let's move on to the jail cells of America, Mark, and executions. What do you got for us?
From Vindy.com, that's a newspaper article, Columbus, Ohio. The Ohio's Attorney General Office has appealed a ruling by a federal judge Thursday that postpones the January 23rd execution of Kenneth Brios. Brios is convicted in 1991 of killing Tammy Engstrom of Hubbard. Joined a civil rights lawsuit late this year that says lethal injection as a method of carrying out the death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment. Judge Gregory L. Frost of the Southern District of Ohio granted an emergency preliminary injunction Thursday that stayed Brios' execution until further order from the court. The Attorney General Office filed a one-paragraph notice of appeal Friday. In his ruling, Judge Frost noted that Brios' attorneys presented evidence from the states of Florida and California regarding problems this month with recent lethal injections that have placed executions on hold. Governor Jeb Bush ordered the suspension of executions in Florida after an execution that took 34 minutes and required a second injection to kill the murderer, Angel Nieves Diaz. This is a Puerto Rican guy that they just took a long time to kill him here in Florida. Or there in Florida, I should say. I used to live there. Also, a federal judge ruled in California that California must overhaul its lethal injection procedures because its current procedures may inflict unaccessible levels of pain. Judge Frost wrote that there's a growing body of evidence calling Ohio's lethal injection protocol increasingly into question.
I think he's right about that. From what I've seen with this lethal injection stuff, it's pretty terrible.
You know
what happens to people?
I don't know if that's not really where I approach this issue from. When I think of the execution of people that are guilty, it really doesn't bother me how it is that they get executed.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me is that since 1973, when they I believe they brought back the death penalty, and it's somewhere around there, 71 to 73, there have been 123 people released from death row across America. There's 50 different death rows, and actually 51 if you count the federal death row. And that means 123 people exonerated.
Vindicated.
Some of them were pardoned by governors, but in the vast, vast, vast majority of them were exonerated because they were convicted, with crappy evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And they were let go. How many people have we executed in the United States since 1973 that didn't get let off death row that were innocent?
That's an excellent question.
We had 123 people on death row, and we let them out because they were not guilty, clearly. What about the ones that didn't make it off? How many of them were not guilty that we executed?
How will we ever know? We'll never. There's no way to tell, right?
And, I mean, if
probably at least one,
if we
maybe more,
you know, if we were able to prove that in fact somebody was innocent that was executed. Now that no one is ever going to dig into this information.
Sure.
If we were able to prove that somebody who was innocent was executed, should the jury, all nine of them,
be killed,
be put to death? Should the judge? Should
That's
the prosecuting attorney? Should the police? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Man.
That's what they did. They
right.
killed an innocent man. Now, they did it through the mechanizations of the government. They used the government and this legal system that we have in place, but those people were responsible for someone's death.
That's true, but the government sort of abdicates them of that responsibility.
Absolutely it does. There is no responsibility. Once the government's involved, there's no responsibility to anyone for anything. And I just wonder what listeners think. I mean, do you support the death penalty?
You know, there's a lot of people out there that support the
absolutely.
Death penalty.
I know there are. I was one of them once. But then I realized that the reason that I support the death penalty is because I don't want to see innocent people killed. And the death penalty is killing innocent people.
It seems pretty... I mean, based on what you've said here...
I have no direct evidence,
right.
But I have some circumstantial evidence that I can point to that
it seems
really
solid.
Obvious to me.
Yeah.
What you're saying, I think we should have a death penalty. Just as soon as human beings are perfect, and we won't need one. Until then, let's put them in a death row situation where they never get at any contact with any other individuals. I can't say this is letting them go. They're not getting off scot-free. They're sitting in a cell for the rest of their lives. Now, that's expensive to society. Now, maybe we can figure out some way to have them do something that would pay for their stay there so that they could perhaps... even some point, give some reciprocity back to the victims, the family of the person that was killed. But I think first and foremost, we need to set up a system that doesn't execute innocent people.
If you think it's okay, when you're looking at the death penalty and you're listening to what Mark's saying, and you're telling yourself, well, we should still have a death penalty because there's bad people out there. We're going to put them to death. Well, how many innocent people killed? How many dead, innocent people does it take before you would finally say, yeah, maybe this whole death penalty thing, not such a great idea? Because innocent people are being put to death. Based on the numbers that you gave me,
mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty fair to extrapolate that concept and say that the death penalty is resulting in men and women, probably mostly men, but men who probably have families and friends and who had a life at one time, just having all of that taken away from them. And having that individual taken out of those people's lives, bad enough that they were taken out and set in a jail cell, but now there's no coming back. Because at least if you get that DNA evidence come out and it exonerates you, at least you can walk away from the jail cell. Yeah, you missed 15 years of your life or whatever, 10 years of your life, but you still are sucking air.
Right.
I mean, these are people who are dead. They're not coming back. Is that okay with you? 1-800-259-9231. If you think that it's a good idea to put some innocent people to death in order so that some guilty people can die, because that's essentially what the deal is right now.
And I don't feel bad about guilty people dying. I really don't. You know, there's all kinds of cases out there where it just seems like horrifying, terrible things that these people have done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
what if it wasn't them?
What if it wasn't? I mean, you know, when you think about the 123rd inmate freed from death row since 1973, John Ballard, the Florida Supreme Court unanimously overturned the conviction of death row inmate John Robert Ballard, ordered his acquittal in the 1999 murder of two of his acquaintances. The court concluded that the evidence against Ballard was so weak, the trial judge should have dismissed the case immediately.
Oh, my.
The primary evidence presented against Ballard was a hair and a fingerprint, both of which he could have left during his many visits to the victim's apartment. Bloody fingerprints and 100 other hair samples were found associated with the crime scene. None of them belonged to Ballard. So there were 100 different hairs there from 100 different people, and one from him.
Wow.
And there were bloody fingerprints at the scene, and they weren't his. But somehow this guy got convicted. And this is the system that executes people. This guy was on death row. He was going to die for the 1999 murders.
How could anyone agree with that?
How?
If you do, I would like to have you explain it at 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. But seriously, if you support the death penalty, please explain. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, live Saturday edition. We are not taking the weekend off because it's Christmas weekend. We're actually here with you. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. That is freetalklive.com. And don't forget to help support the show. Easy way to do it is to go over and dig Free Talk Live. Go to dig, D-I-G-G, dig.freetalklive.com. And if you misspell it, that'll work too. I set it up so either way it works. But go to dig.freetalklive.com, get registered for a Dig account, and then dig the show. You just click a button, and it increases our Dig count, which means that more people will come across Freedom and Liberty and discover Free Talk Live because the more digs we have, the higher we are on the dig.com ranking of podcasts because we're one of the more popular podcasts in the world. But Dig just released this new podcast ranking system. We're a few days behind the ball on the competition, so we need as many digs as possible. D-I-G-G, dig.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show considering we don't charge anything for the features on the website, which there's a lot of features on that website.
Sure.
All for free. Dig.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones to the fun. Kaifo in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello. Kaifo is gone. All righty then. Well, so we were talking about the death penalty, and you're pointing out, Mark, that there have been over 120 people.
123 released since 1973.
That's around
25 states.
The country.
Mm-hmm.
And these are individuals who were innocent of the crimes that they had allegedly been convicted for.
Mm-hmm.
And
they sat on death row for.
Sat on death row for a number of years, many of them, as long as 17 years in some cases, I think?
Yeah, they're far longer than I can imagine.
DNA evidence exonerating them, allowing them to get out, and you're just coming on the air essentially saying, we don't need this death penalty.
I don't think we do. I don't think that it's...
barbaric.
I think it's. I don't know whether
eye for an eye.
I don't know about barbaric. Here's what I think. But death penalty is fine as soon as we're perfect. As soon as you're not going to mess up and execute an innocent individual.
The cops mess up all the time.
I understand why somebody would want the killer of their mother or whomever executed. I totally get that. But you know, you may not be right. How do you know it's your mother's killer?
Only if you saw it happen, I suppose.
I suppose. That's one thing. But, they even say that eyewitnesses aren't 100% reliable.
It's true. There's a variety of factors there. Anyway, just wanted to hear from somebody who supported the death penalty on that one. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll move on. The Associated Press, President George W. Bush signed into law a $38 million grant program to preserve... You're not going to believe this, Mark. The notorious internment camps where Japanese Americans were kept behind barbed wire during World War II.
They want to preserve those?
$38 million taxpayer dollars.
See, now, if they want to preserve them, if, like, the Japanese interned Japanese Citizen Society wants to keep those things, I'm fine with the federal government giving them the land so that they can maintain these things, so they can turn them into a tourist... situation where people come
awareness,
and take a look.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. The idea of spending tax dollars on it and turning it into a federal thing? No, that's a bad idea.
The money will be administered by the National Park Service to restore and pay for research at 10 camps. The objective of the law is to help preserve the camps as reminders of how the United States turned on some of its citizens in a time of fear. Now, I'm all for reminding people how despicable this government is and was certainly back in the day, but I don't think that we need to be taxing people in order to do it. The camps housed more than 120,000 Japanese-American U.S. citizens and residents under an executive order signed by President Franklin Roosevelt in 1942 when the country was in shock over the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, as though the Japanese-Americans had anything to do with it. At the time, there were fears that Japanese-Americans were loyal to Japan, and Roosevelt's order prohibited such people from living on the West Coast.
It's sort of like Muslim-Americans now.
It is almost exactly like that, except without the camps.
Yeah. Thank God they're not in camps.
Yet.
But, you know, how many people... I've got to say, to some extent, even I do. When I see somebody who I know is Muslim, I'm kind of like, wonder.
Really? Why would you be that way?
How do they feel about 9/11?
Okay. You're just wondering how they feel about it?
Yeah, I just wonder.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't feel that the Muslim American community is sympathetic enough for what happened on 9/11. I haven't heard a lot. I hear a lot of defensive statements like, we're being mistreated. I don't hear a lot of conciliatory statements like, you know, what happened here is terrible, reprehensible, and we stand with you, America.
Well, I think those statements came out in 2001. How often should they reissue the statements so you can hear them, Mark?
Well, I think that they should reissue them every time they issue some kind of statement saying, we're being discriminated against, but we stand with you, America, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, they're just doing bad PR, is what I'm saying.
So they believed that, I guess, the paranoia back then was that the Japanese citizens living on the West Coast were somehow in a position to possibly help an invading force out. So thousands of families in California and parts of Washington State, Oregon, and Arizona were pushed from their homes and into camps surrounded by armed guards. And I remember we were at the Talkers Convention for talk radio people this summer, and Walter, I believe his last name is, who was that guy that spoke? The guy from Star Trek, Mr. Sulu.
Yes.
I don't remember his
I don't remember his name either.
His real name.
Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Sulu was there, and he was in one of those camps.
It was him.
He and his family were in one of those camps, and his speech was just so moving, and it was so sad that something like that happened in the United States. So I understand the impetus to keep the camps around as a historical sort of a thing.
George Takei,
thank you for that. But I don't think that tax dollars need to go to pay for it. If you've got thoughts on that, 800-259-9231, that is the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's try Kaifo again in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Kaifo.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sorry, I had to go deliver a pizza there real quick. So, I wanted to horn in on that free speech issue.
Yeah, the New York Times censoring or allowing one of their articles to be censored by the government.
I hate to throw water on any hatred or hostility toward the government, but the New York Times never had the uncensored version to begin with. The guy that wrote the op-ed piece was, in fact, as the fellow from Illinois stated, a former employee of the CIA, and the CIA, of course, you have to sign an agreement saying that anything you want to publish will be vetted by them. CIA said that it was going to be okay. And then the White House jumped in and told their agency, said, no, we're not going to let this pass because it's critical. The guy could probably win on on litigation on that since the stuff was in public domain, but it's just easier to just the New York Times to point him to it. But the New York Times didn't have anything to do with they never had the unredacted document. In itself.
I see what you're saying, but now this is interesting. So now it explains the process, because we were wondering about this approval process, this pre-publication approval process. You're saying that since the guy was a CIA agent, he was the one that had to submit his article for pre-approval, not the New York Times.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, so when you become a CIA agent, you're essentially a slave for the rest of your life?
You contract away your right to speak freely on anything that happens during your employment there.
But wait, I thought this guy was a former CIA agent.
Yeah, he's a former one. You do that forever and ever, amen.
Right, so you are essentially giving up your freedom of speech to be a CIA agent.
Yes, exactly. On anything that happens while you're there at during your employment. If you learn something after that that is unrelated to your employment there, you can say whatever the heck you want.
I don't know. I thought if this guy was a former CIA agent, I suppose the particular time frame that he was talking about in the article happened during his employment. Was that what the issue was?
I believe so.
Okay. Nonetheless, yeah. Pretty... go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was, now, the case of the blogger out in Washington, Oregon, wherever it was, that had the video of the police car getting torched.
Yeah.
And wouldn't turn it over. Now, that, again, much as I hate to throw water on the fire of anyone that hates the government, the issue is one of the right to compel a witness in your favor is guaranteed by the Constitution. Not that I'm a fan of the Constitution, but consider the situation if it were something, if you had a video, if somebody had a video of somebody mass murdering a room full of school children,
mm-hmm.
There would be a hue and cry, absolutely, for that thing to be turned over. That guy wouldn't just be in jail. He'd be strung up, probably.
Probably so. I'm sure there would be plenty of social ostracism there to get him to turn that over. But nonetheless, if you have something, it should be yours to control.
I agree.
Right. They should give him an incentive to turn it over, not just a court order. Give me a reason to turn over that information. Thanks for the call, Kaifo. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And besides, what if I've already overwritten the tape? What if I don't have the information anymore to turn over? Then what? Are you going to punish me after the fact? More's on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you